well, as the weather gets warmer, we get ticks around here. But listen to this. Technology developed by the government right in our own backyard is cutting down the possibility of tick bites and Lyme disease. Joining us live, Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We could use a little help with ticks around here, Tom.
We sure could. The Agriculture Department ran an experiment over 9 years testing this special deer bait station that was equipped with paint rollers sticking up every time the deer would come to eat at the specially baited station. Insecticide would rub off from the paint rollers onto their ears, onto their face, onto their antlers. And it turned out that on Gibson Island off Chesapeake Bay, right down in Anne Arundel County, tick populations went down 77% thanks to the so-called four-poster bait station for deer.
Wow.
So much less black-legged ticks and lone star ticks.
So how are they proposing to use that to help us here?
Well, I think they want private landowners and they want municipalities to buy these bait stations. You can buy them right in Maryland. They're made in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And just put them around, and as the deer go and have a little free chow, the deer get the insecticide on them, kills the ticks, and we all have less Lyme disease.
Is it expensive?
No, the machines are about $800. It's a big plastic tub, and you put food in it, and there's little holes in it where the deer go eat, and then you have to just get the insecticide and soak the paint rollers. Sounds low-tech, but it gets the ticks.
That's unbelievable. That's fantastic.
Maybe one side benefit is that we know where the deer are, and we're less likely to hit them.
Or we could do whatever else we want with them now that we know where they're head to feed.
Well, that's interesting technology. Is this being
Tom
rolled out
sounds
right
hungry
now.
When he says that.
Yes, he does.
Right. Little venison
steak for everyone.
And no Lyme disease. A win-win situation, I guess you'd call that.
Oh, that's very good. All right, Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio.